I've been working with a client on a very complicated and sensitive business story that we recently released. Telling his story in a press release is helpful because you can take the time to really unpack it and present the facts as you see it into a concise storyline. A press release is a one-sided story, however, as it's being released from the company exactly as they want it told. Preparing for media interviews, however, requires more work than crafting a press release. Before you release your story, see the sound bites. Most savvy journalists will conduct interviews live in person or on the phone. There's a reason for this. You can't filter your comments, consult with others, or have time to really think through the points you want to get across. Unless, of course, you prepare for the interviews. This is a step that so many people brush off as not important, but it's vitally important because typically most people are more casual when they speak versus when they prepare statements that are written out. Why is this? Because you can see what you are saying, but if you are conducting a media interview, you will see it sooner than you think in print. The pitch challenge today, before you enter an interview, write your sound bites on paper. Read them back to yourself out loud. Is this what you want people to hear? Now ask yourself some really tough questions, or better yet, ask someone else to prep you with some really tough questions. Record the interview and play back your verbal answers. Write down your sound bites so you can see what they will look like in the published story. Now, when you conduct the interview, you can visualize what you want to say before you say it. Finally, don't wait until the last minute to prepare. Your verbal sound bites are even more critical than the quotes in your press release because the verbal sound bites will be interpreted through a third party with no chance to edit or elaborate on what you really meant to say.